This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you're that exceptional American. I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com. Now, if you want to take the shortcut to agenda21radio.news, you go to a21r.com. That is your shortcut. Okay, so in the last couple hours, we've been talking about all things and concerning old places like Washington, D.C. with Google and their CEO who appeared before Congress yesterday. The lying guy, just majorly lying. A couple of things that have come up, though. It's kind of interesting. Google on the Hill, that this is a big thing flaring up all over the place. One of the things that they approved, though, was an app for Muslims to report people who do blasphemy. Yes, Google approves app for Muslims to report people who commit blasphemy. You blasphemers out there. No freedom of speech for you, just blasphemers. That's all we have. Just blasphemers. The blasphemers that we have. That's it. The blasphemers. A new Android app was launched with the focus of allowing Muslims to report individuals who commit blasphemy or insult Islam. No, this is not a joke. The app Smart Pakim, which launched in Indonesia last month, at the request of the Indonesian government, which allows users and government officials to uphold Sharia law and target and report people who hold misguided beliefs in violation of Islamic law, which forbids insults of Islam. insults against the Prophet Muhammad or the recognition of any other religion besides Islam. Indonesia is the largest Muslim country in the world and an estimated population of 207 million. Indonesia's criminal code prohibits blasphemy, which is defined as the act or offense of speaking sacrilegiously about God or sacrificed things or sacred things. The code's Article 156A targets those who deliberately in public express feelings of hostility, hatred, or contempt against religion. The penalty for violation of Indonesia's criminal code is a maximum of 5 years imprisonment. Rohan Arandan, who serves as the VP of Google in the Southeast Asia area, has not shown any resistance to the app, which is available on the Google App Store. So those of you who want to rush out and find out who the blasphemers are so that you can report them, Google App Store has it. That goes along with the beheadings, I guess, right? It's okay on YouTube to behead people and just show it. It's okay. The National Secular Society has since written to Anadin requesting that Google not stock the app in the App Store, arguing that the app will have negative consequences for religious minorities and will further minimize freedom of expression. According to Human Rights Watch, 125 people were convicted of blasphemy in Indonesia between 2004 and 2014. 23 additional people have been convicted since 2014. Stephen Evans, who serves as the chief executive of the NSS, said Google's decision to stalk the Sharia app was incredulous with Google's mission statement and runs directly contrary to the democratic ideals which Google says it stands for. Sure it does. What a bunch of liars these Google people are. Evans also said the app will normalize restrictions on freedom of expression. Normalize. of expression in Indonesia and elsewhere. That's what Evans said. Right. Normalize. The NSS, which works to repeal blasphemy laws around the world, strongly condemns Indonesia's blasphemy law. It says Indonesia's blasphemy law is morally unjustifiable, is a morally unjustifiable tool of repression, which should be repealed as soon as possible. While this law exists, anyone who believes in free expression should take it as difficult as possible for the Indonesian government to enforce the law. Google has greatly benefited from the freedom to share information globally. We ask that it and other multinational companies to consider whether they can in good conscience profit from the repression caused by governments in their crackdown on freedom of speech, especially because their product is allowing it, right? On November 29, 2018, investigative journalist Laura Loomer handcuffed herself to Twitter headquarters in New York City after she was banned from Twitter and criticizing Sharia law. While handcuffed, Loomer argued Twitter, Facebook, Apple, Google, and Instagram that they are essentially upholding Sharia law. Silicon Valley is essentially upholding Sharia when they decide to ban me from posting facts about Islam. When they decided to ban me from posting facts about Sharia law and criticizing the anti-Jewish Muslim congresswoman. Aha. Loomer is a conservative investigative journalist and activist originally from Arizona. She began her career working as an undercover journalist with Project Veritas. She covers politics, anti-Semitism, and so on. That's Google. That's Google. So, in the mix of this, Google is evil. Alex Jones storms Capitol building and confronts Google CEO. It's getting better, guys. It's getting better. Let's see if we can shake some audio out of this, just to see if we got it. Let's see.
Oh, here's some. Silence. No more is evil. No more is going to lie.
yelling, screaming.
To violate the law.
Alex Jones yelling, screaming.
Yeah, you're in a hallway. You're in a public hallway.
Get him, Alex.
You're going to be arrested. That's enough. You're making too much noise.
So Google's not evil, officer?
Shut up.
Yeah. I'm not saying that.
Just control yourself.
Okay.
Get under control now.
I'm under control, officer. Thank you. I just was taking my free speech away and lied about me, so I need to stand up to him.
I'm not worried about that right now.
They're going to talk about me in this. Yes, sir, I understand. They're going to talk about me in this committee.
Confrontation with Alex Jones.
So what am I supposed to do? I don't get in court. They lie about me. Google only puts lies up. All the top searches are lies about me and my family. And that guy helps round up political dissidents, and then his people come to lie to Congress over and over and over again, and we don't get to respond to them. So Google is helping build censorship systems in China for a global social score they've tested there to totally control every aspect of our lives. Apple and Tim Cook has said he wants censorship worldwide. They're working with the communist Chinese that have killed five times.
All right, folks, listen up.
What Hitler did.
We need to get some sort of decorum in the United States Congress.
Again, Google is
to the left or to the right.
Okay, Google is evil. And they're censoring. What's your name? Alex Jones.
Everybody against the wall. Do not block passage. Members of Congress.
So here you go. We're attempting to have free speech. They silence us on the internet.
There goes Alex confronting people as Congress. Anyway, we got the, gosh, where does the time go? Come on, we're having too much fun here. Yep, so Google under the scrutiny of various people. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio, 821R.com. And you can also email me, paul at 821R.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee my pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
You know, I'm going to go back to this Alex Jones thing because I can, and I want to hear it again. And I think you do, too. I'm sorry. I'm not an Alex Jones fan, and I am not Alex Jones. People say, Paul, you're a conspiracy theorist. Just like I'm not Alex Jones. This is a different radio show. Here we go.
Google is evil. Google is siding with the communist Chinese against America. No.
Google is evil. So I say.
Violate the law and violate the laws of others.
You're in a hallway, you're in a public hallway. You can be arrested. That's enough. You're making too much noise.
So Google's not evil, though, officer?
I'm not saying that. Just control yourself.
Okay.
Get under control now.
I'm under control, officer. Thank you. I just was. He's taking my free speech away and lied about me, so I need to stand up to him.
I'm not worried about that right now.
They're going to talk about me in this. Yes, sir, I understand. They're going to talk about me in this committee. I will be talked about. So what am I supposed to do? I don't get a day in court. They lie about me. Google only puts lies up. All the top searches are lies about me and my family. And that guy helps round up political dissidents, and then his people come to lie to Congress over and over and over again, and we don't get to respond to them. So Google is helping build censorship systems in China for a global social score they've tested there to totally control every aspect of our lives. Apple and Tim Cook has said he wants censorship worldwide. They're working with the communist Chinese that have killed five times.
All right, folks, listen up. What Hitler did. Now. We need to get some sort of decorum. The United States Congress.
Again, Google is
to the left or to the right.
Okay, Google is evil. And they're censoring. What's your name? Alex Jones.
Everybody against the wall. Do not block passage. Members of Congress.
So here you go. We're attempting to have free speech and silence us on the internet.
Well, Alex is right. you don't hear a disagreement from me. I'm sorry. It's just. It's one of these cascading parts of the show, right? and again, I'm a little bit off script. Not too far, but I'm a little bit off script. Kind of interesting what's going on. And, you know, the communists are abounding everywhere. They seem to be finding fertile ground here in the United States and sundry places. And in our search for more of the communist, we turned to the city of Orange. I guess last night they had a very raucous situation going on in the city of Orange. And this is what I understand. I mean, I was told about this. All this stuff was going to happen. I mean, my sources in the city of Orange. Beatrice Betty Valencia. Mm-hmm. It says Beatrice Betty Valencia. Here we go. I'm wondering if she's got some footage. Yeah, she's quite the individual. She had apparently a good night last night in rounding up the usual suspects, but we can't find anything because she doesn't want anything to be shown in video. The good communist that she is. Apparently, you know, she hangs around with communists from what we understand. And we'd like to get some direction on this. We'll probably have to give her a big call and find out what she's doing. And what she's actually, if she takes our call, of course, she doesn't like Agenda. I'm sure she doesn't like Agenda 21 Radio. But this lady is really kind of out of control. And she's an operative, we think. And we are investigating her and investigating other people around her. Betty Valencia. This is her thing. She's Betty Valencia. Here we go. Let's listen in on this one. Oh, I'm sorry. Here we go.
To all of the city council members, if you are afraid to lose a seat that you're currently occupying, I encourage you to rethink your motivation.
Well, apparently we lost that. I wonder why we don't have that.
What will you answer to them? Will they trust you? To all of the city council members, if you are afraid to lose a seat that you're currently occupying, I encourage you to rethink your motivation.
Well, that one didn't work out well. I don't know what she's got going on there, what kind of sound issues we got going on there. But Betty Valencia is a person that of interest, and we're going to be keep watching on her. And I guess last night it was kind of interesting because everybody was kind of going nutty with she's running for office. She came in third, I guess, in her bid to become a city council member. And people were accusing her of, well, of course, harvesting ballots. She, you know, was way down in the voting. And then all of a sudden, as the polls close, suddenly ballots show up, right? Right. We kind of all know the drill now, right? We all know the drill. But no YouTubes for her. I guess the it's interesting. People were trying to get into the city council. It was quite a raucous situation. They had many they called the Chapman University, and all these students piled in, the mind-numbed robots that they are, who come from the communist Chapman University, and they all pile into the city council place. And, of course, it's disruptive. They're yelling and screaming. There's no control going on. The police aren't helping out. It's supposed to be a city council meeting to bring in the new people and, you know, that sort of thing. And everything's Betty Valencia. It's chaos. We're going to get more on the chaos. But the video didn't work. Shocking. Absolutely shocking. The video inside the city council did not work. Aren't you just absolutely stunned by that one? I wonder why that is. The good people of the city of Orange deserve better, of course. And they don't deserve communist Chapman University. That's a fact. No one does. I'm very offended by the fact that they've decided to turn themselves into a communist organization there at Chapman University. I mean, and you can't deny it when you got somebody like Peter McLaren on your staff. Are you kidding me? A total Marxist. Why would you have a Marxist professor who's, you know, and where does he live? I wonder where that guy lives. Where's he from? We know he's from UCL, but where's he from before? He's from Argentina. Pedagogy is his big thing. Pedagogy, right. The use of pedagogy to transmit communism, that's a big thing for him. Peter McLaren. We're going to have more and more from, of course, what's going on in the city of Orange. We're definitely going to be tracking down the usual suspects, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Anyway, God, we got all kinds of weird stuff going on our own website. You know, just check this some of our stuff out. Like, where did this all come from? But just strange things happening out there in the real world, as you know. Two sets of rules. Court docs reveal shocking difference between FBI's treatment of Hillary and General. Shocking! Listen to this. This'll really get you. The caravan migrants demand $50,000 each to come back home, to go back home and end the deportations. Okay. Here you go. Migrant group demands Trump either let them in or pay them $50,000 to turn around. Report. Nothing wrong with these guys. I'm serious. This is what the headline says. Betty, where's Betty Valencia when you need her? Come on, Betty. Solve this problem for us at the border. Two groups of Central American migrants. This is... I got a break coming up, and I got to take it. We're going to come back to this. This is shocking. Two groups of Central American migrants marched to the U.S. consulate in Tijuana, TJ for short, on Tuesday with a list of demands, with one delivering an ultimatum to Trump administration: either let them into the U.S. or pay them $50,000 each to go home, the report said. Let's give a man a fish. Let's teach him how to fish. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Pictures are touching people's hearts, and there's been a tremendous amount of effort on both sides of the border to try and ease some of that desperation. A flood of donations has come from across the border in San Diego. Food, tents, trying to help the people here in the shelters, but organizers say there is still a great need for more assistance.
There's a big need for underwear because there are no washing machines here, so we were giving away underwear and socks. And then today we are focusing on the infants and the women that are pregnant at the camp.
Conditions at the camp are still tough, but they are getting a little bit better. They've issued ID cards, and they're really trying to keep order. Unrest near the border doesn't serve either country's interest. It's a real economic hit to both sides. As far as the numbers of the migrants go, they keep dropping steadily, down from 6,000 to about 2,000. And while some of the Central Americans have gone home, some have crossed illegally, a lot are staying right here in Tijuana. They are finding jobs in the giant factories here, those jobs that pay about $10 a day.
Well, well, well. I guess it's better than nothing, right? As they would say, better than nothing. And as they would say. Now, here's some other little things. moving away from the border and into the courtroom. I mean, is it real? God, I can't believe. Where does the time go when we're having so much fun? A little bit of a ditty here. A federal judge ruled Monday that Americans have a right to secretly record their public officials, including police, when they are engaged in their government duties. U.S. District Chief Judge Patty Saras said a Massachusetts law banning secret recordings violates the First Amendment when it comes to government employees rejecting the state's claims that officials need some space to be able to cooperate or operate without having to worry about being monitored. Wow. Project Veritas, anyone? This is not to say that police and government officials have no privacy rights, she wrote. However, the diminished privacy interest of government officials performing their duties in public must be balanced by the First Amendment interest of news gathering and information dissemination. Shocking she would do this. I'm shocked. She ruled in favor of two sets of plaintiffs, one of which regularly a live stream video of police officers performing their duties, and the other is James O'Keefe, whose Project Veritas specializes in catching public policy figures saying embarrassing things. Mr. O'Keefe called the ruling groundbreaking. James O'Keefe. He's a skinny guy. You know, what do they call him? A tall drink of water. He's a tall drink of water. And he is. He's taller than me. There's a picture of him and I together, actually. I called him. I had an interview with him on the radio during Hurricane Sandy. He was in a building in Manhattan with no power. Like 50 stories up, you know, it's kind of like a long walk down for the long drink of water. And his phone was running out of power. That was the other thing. Says here that she ruled in favor of the plaintiffs. The impact of this win will ripple throughout the nation. It will set historical precedent and keep citizen journalists alive in all 50 states. Yeah, go for the citizen journalists. And of course, this is James O'Keefe is a classic citizen journalist who kind of grew up and got big. He said in an email to supporters touting the case and asking for money. That's what, you know, I got to do that. Ask for money as I tout these kind of things. The state attorney general's office did, and by the way, Jeff, please donate, yes, to New California, and go to the donate button on the New California State thing. It says the state attorney general's office did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Massachusetts law enacted in 1968 is a general ban on tapping wire in oral communications, with the legislature saying it was concerned the proliferation of modern electronic surveillance devices was a danger to citizen privacy. I'm going to go to that British. Privacy. Judge Saras, a Clinton appointee to the federal branch. Wow! To the federal bench. Said those privacy rights are important, but said that must take a back seat when it comes to a public officials and even police officers on duty. She said the First Amendment protections are particularly important with respect to law enforcement officials who are granted so much discretion in depriving rights individuals of their liberties. Is she really a Clinton appointee? It is really funny how you can... The appointees you can kind of check out on. Except Kavanaugh, what did he do the other day, right? The plaintiffs who shot a video of police have never been charged with violating the law, but said they had refrained from some recordings for fear of running into trouble. Likewise, a Project Veritas action witness said they wished to secretly record a whole bunch of people, but wouldn't do so in Massachusetts because we can't. It's against the law, and we don't want to break the law, the witness said. The judge said that the exchange showed unmistakable evidence the state law chilled the plaintiff from exercising the right of free speech. She also pointed to 11 felony cases that have been brought this decade by the Suffolk County District Attorney's Office for violations of the law, including some that involved a police officer. She gave the parties a month to work out language for an injunction she can issue, laying out what parts of the law can't be enforced. Carol Rosen, executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts, which represented the plaintiffs who wanted to record police, said the ruling means people can keep recording devices covered and still tape police. She said that's a big step towards accountability.
You got to tell you something. This is hysterical. This is hysterical. No, I'm not going to tell you that. I'm not. Anyway,
Stephen Klein, one of Stephen O'Keefe's lawyers on the case, said the court's opinion was an important step towards striking down the law entirely. It's the broadest ban of secret recording in the country, he told the Washington Times. Isn't that interesting?
That's odd. That's awesome.
And O'Keefe strikes again. O'Keefe strikes again. Yeah. So anyway, I'm a happy camper with all that. You know, it's kind of interesting when you take a look at these privacy things and, you know, people having too many rights and not enough rights and so on. Two sets of rules, by the way. And this is from Flynn says FBI pushed him not to have a lawyer present during interview. Why would you even listen to something like that, Mr. Flynn? No. But things are all working out. We're going to find out about this. This is, I think, a very important thing. Flynn lawyers asked for probation and community service in false statements case. We'll see how that works. This is from Fox News. See how this works.
Breaking news ahead of his sentencing next week for lying to investigators about his contact with Russia's ambassador to the U.S., the lawyers for Trump National Security Advisor, the former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, are now asking that Flynn get probation and community service instead of jail time. Remember, this is key because prosecutors have also agreed the retired Army Lieutenant General should spend zero time behind bars. The sentencing is next week. Prosecutors have until Friday to reply to Flynn's request for community service. They're asking for 200 hours of community service, no more, and no jail time.
Okay, so I hope he gets it. I hope he gets nothing. I hope he gets pardoned eventually. And he will, by the way, he will. Stay with us. Now, listen, you can email me, paul@a21r.com. paul@a21r.com. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
So our very own Katie Grimes writes an article about lawsuit against Santa Barbara School District over unconscious bias curriculum. I think there need to be more of these lawsuits brought against school districts. And it's to root out some very big evils that are there. I know it's really hard to say as a former superintendent. I'm like, what? But you need to make your complaint. Do your process of complaining to the there's a process, and then file a suit because they're not going to solve it for you. It says Los Angeles attorney Eric Early. Now we've heard of Eric before, working with a group of Santa Barbara parents and teachers over anti-Caucasian, anti-male, anti-Christian, and unconscious bias curriculum, filed a complaint Monday evening. United States District Court for the Central District of California on behalf of the Fair Education Santa Barbara against the Santa Barbara Unified School District and Just Communities Central Coast. In an interview, Early said they brought suit against the anti-Caucasian, anti-Christian organization calling itself Just Communities Central Coast, Inc., and its willing enabler, the Santa Barbara Unified School District, because defendants have employed and continue to employ policies and procedures for teaching the Santa Barbara Unified School District's teachers and students that unlawfully discriminate on the basis of race, ethnicity, sex, and religion. From the lawsuit, Early includes the following chart, one of many examples copied directly from the JCCC's materials, and speaks for itself. Forms of oppression. Here we go. Oh, this is great. Sexism. Okay, forms of oppression, then it's got three categories. The leading ones are forms of oppression on the left, the middle one, privileged group, and then the target group. This is just an incredible document, right? Okay, form of oppression. Privilege is sexism. Let's try this one, okay? It's got a whole categories down here. I'm going to read them to you. You're going to love this. This is just a lawsuit waiting to happen. Form of oppression, sexism. Privileged group, men. Target group, women. Next category down. Form of oppression, racism. Privileged group, white people. Target group, people of color. Next one down. Form of oppression, heterosexism. Privileged group, heterosexual people, and target group, LGBTQ people. Here, form of oppression, next one down, genderism. Privileged group, traditionally gendered people. Target group, transgender and genderqueer people. I've never heard of genderqueer. I'm sorry. I've never heard of this one. Okay, here, another form, classism. Wealthy people, target group, working class and poor. Form of oppression, ableism. Privileged group, generic, abled. Abled. And target group, people living with disabilities. Oh,
Jiminy Christmas.
I am serious as a heart attack what I'm reporting to you here. Here we go. Ageism. Form of oppression, ageism. Target privilege group, 18 to 65 years old. Target group, youth and elders. Are you kidding me? So in other words, if you're younger than 18, you're targeted. If you're older than 65, you're targeted. Religious oppression. Here we go. Privileged group, Christian people. Target group, all others. What exactly is the Santa Barbara Unified School District and JUST Communities doing to the children? They are indoctrinating children using the following adopted curriculum from the Institute of Equity in Education, a project of JUST Communities. White people, a term used to describe people of European ancestry who have historically held positions of dominance, privilege, and social power in Western society. The term has changed over the time based on societal notions of those in power. Collusion of white people working together to make something happen intentionally or unintentionally, consciously or unconsciously, by action, inaction, or silence. White privilege, or white people privilege, unearned access to resources that enhance one's chances of getting what one needs or influencing others in order to lead a safe, fulfilling, productive life. California Department of Education, transitional kindergarten through grade 3 explains gender. I love this when a plan comes together. Some people say they are only two genders. But there are really many genders. And for some people, there are more than two choices. These are just a few words people use. Transgender queer, non-binary, gender fluid, transgender, gender neutral, agender, neutrus, bigender, third gender, and two-spirit. This is California Department of Education, transgender kindergarten. I need to know the ed code on that. I'm sorry, but I just do. The next one down, and there are even more words people are using to describe their experience. This is called gender spectrum. Babies can't talk, so grown-ups make a guess by looking at their bodies. In September, Katie wrote an article about this radical curriculum change in California schools pushing racism, LGBT, SJW agenda on children, and explained the Santa Barbara Unified School District is considering three memorandums of understanding that would allow JUST Communities Central Coast to continue to plan and facilitate teacher development and training programs addressing diversity and inequality issues. The JUST Community Central Coast mission is ostensibly to improve inclusion and empowering individuals from schools, nonprofit entities, because social change doesn't take place in a vacuum. Most parents aren't sending their children to school to learn about social justice activism, reading, writing, and math, and so on. Promoting unconscious... This is a great article. We're going to have to get Katie on to explain herself. It's a sickness, ladies and gentlemen. This is completely sick. And you can bet this curriculum won't even make it in New California educational spheres. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented My Pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My Pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee My Pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
You know, we're wrapping up this whole thing about Nancy Pelosi and Schumer and the argument that goes on Twitter from Donald Trump just now. The Democrats and President Obama gave Iran $150 billion and got nothing. But they can't give $5 billion for national security and a wall. Yeah, I mean, they obviously approved of Obama giving Iran all that money. Don't you like it? Don't you love it when, don't you just love it when a plan comes together, right? That's what we want to hear about. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We got to run for time. It's over. 3 hours, 21 hours to go to the next program. Yeah, we'll have a whole wide range of things for you tomorrow. I mean, it never ends. Anyway, make sure you visit our website, though, newcaliforniastate.com, and donate. And we got some good things happening. We're going to be selling vests, the yellow vests with New California State on the back. Yeah, because New California, we're in allegiance with, the French, Parlez-vous Français, oui. New California. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, the state for the 21st century. Stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN.
American Exceptionalism News Network.